Hey guys, so I'm here to kind of talk about why people shouldn't be celebrities. Guys, it's over. American Dream, 2.5 kids in a white picket fence, all that stuff is crap. All it is to enslave you guys in a self-induced, self-made prison of slave labor. The slave master is society and the American culture. And the slaves are us. It's everyone. See, everyone has to serve a master, whether they serve Satan or Yahweh Elohim. People who think they serve themselves are serving Satan. They're enslaved to the world. Because culture drives you to be a millionaire. Culture drives you to be a billionaire, a trillionaire, a quadrillionaire, a sextillionaire. It's all meaningless. Ephesians 1. None of that matters. And the sooner you guys realize that everything you obtain in this world actually is going to be replaced by something better or newer or be annexed out, the better you get to, the faster and more easier it is for you guys to let go. Don't strive to be noticed. Don't strive to be known and loved by this world. This world eats its own worshipers. It does. It eats its own worshipers. And there's so many people that sold their soul to Satan 50, 60 years ago. Where are they now? They're dead. They're dead. Okay, granted, they had their kingdom on earth. Okay, I'll give them that. They had their kingdom on earth, but they had their kingdom on earth. That's the problem. What Satan does is he gives you everything you want without giving you discipline to obtain it. He spoils you. And in process, you give him your soul. That's a part of the deal. So the thing is that when it comes to Yahweh Elohim, it's reversed. He will give you your kingdom only after you really learn some lessons and be humble about it. And you're not really going to get it on this earth. There's some stuff you can get. You can maybe, you know, have a nice house and be fruitful during the season, but you're not going to get 100 million. That's Satan for you. You're not going to have 100 cars in a garage like Jay Leno. That's Satan. So the more we as this generation and my generation stop striving to be famous and be loved in Hollywood, the more we can focus on what's important, which is working on ourselves and really coming to God with a clear conscience during judgment. Because we don't have a lot of time left. We just don't. We don't have any time left. And the more we think like the way how I'm thinking, the better we start getting our priorities straight and we start becoming more humble. There's a lot of stuff going on, man. There's floating cities in the air in Zhaoyu, China. There's the RFID chip in Wisconsin. There's just tons of crap. There's tons of crap. There's just all types of stuff happening. There's animals that's being found washed up in a river, washed up from the sea, and they don't know how, and they don't know what it is. They think it's prehistoric or some new breed. No, those are from the labs, man. They'll say lab is a big deal. There's human cloning. It's not worth it. These celebrities that sold their soul to Satan, you guys don't understand what they have to do. They be killing their own family members. They be raping infants and children and dead animals and eating people's intestines and drinking diarrhea out of a satanic chalice. They be snorting up Mr. Blue like it's cocaine. They be doing everything in their power to keep what they have. And sometimes those people cry at night. Those people cry at night. They cry because they are stuck when they were younger, they saw their idols. And then when they became an idol, they realized that it was horrible. They realized why their idol killed themselves at 31 years old. They realized what it was. It was deeper than the money. It was deeper than everyone wants to be your friend. It is spiritual. And they realized that they realized it it's too late and they're stuck and they don't want to die. None of these people want to die because they know what's coming. They want to keep on living and they'll sacrifice people they love in order to actually like get in order to live another 4 or 5 years. It's very sad. In 4 or 5 years, that's not a lot of time. That'll go by very quickly. It's very quickly. And then they gotta do more stuff, and then they have this trail of blood and limbs and family members decapitated on this road of destruction just to live another couple of years to preserve yourself? That's it? You got all the money in the world. Why do you still need a tour? Why do you still need to release an album? Because you're scared. A lot of these celebrities keep on working, they keep on touring because they know that if they just sat at home, they will go crazy. They'd be seeing demons in the mirror, they'd be sleeping with the lights on, demons be astral projecting them into their judgment, and they'd be waking up screaming and floating on their bed. It's horrible. And then they have kids. They have kids, and they look into their baby's eyes and they realize, I may have to kill you in 10 years. Then they become 10. Then they become 13. Then they have to talk to the spirits and the people that they serve, the masters of this world, and plead with them. Like, I don't want to kill my son or daughter, but you can have my parents. You can have my grandparents. And they cry. They cry at night, and I don't know how they do it. I think once you're in that world, you become demon-possessed, and you just go crazy. Even the elite don't want to die. And they run this entire world. Death is not that bad once you accept Yahweh Elohim, and when you really work and become humble, come back as a babe and understand that you know nothing, and that you start actually understanding scripture and actually trying to understand it. Death is not that bad, but it can be horrible, and it can keep you up at night when you've done blood sacrifices and killed your children just for $10 million, and you're scared to die. So you're constantly looking at your family during the Christmas gathering and wondering, who can I kill next? It's a sad life. It can be ferocious if you are in that world. And don't try to be famous, guys. The world is not going to love everyone. The world's not going to love everything you do. And you have to be okay with that. I'm happy with having only 64 subscribers. If I only had 70, if I only had 100, I would be thrilled. But, you know, I tried to be a YouTuber for 10 years, all right? And I failed every time. So I spent my entire 20s trying to be a YouTuber, and it didn't work. I'm talking a decade. A full decade. And what's funny is when I became MGTOW Eunuch and I first started my channel, I was recording video game footage just for fun, and I put up 120 I think around 120 videos before anyone subscribed to me. And I was putting videos up daily. Within about 5 weeks, I put up 120 videos. No one cared. When I did my podcast, no one cared. When I started ranting, no one cared. It's not about the subscribers. It's about who has an ear, let them hear. That's it, guys. If my video gets 10 views, fine. If it gets 30, fine. There are some videos that I've done that still don't have any views, and they're all the way from November. I don't care. It's not about the views. It's about those who gravitate towards me and who I can help through my topics and through what I say. That's why I'm so different. I talk about what I want to talk about. I'm not going to cater to people who I cannot see. So, it is what it is. All right, let me tell you anything out. Bye, guys.